Going weiter in Cheskas Chaloines over here. We spoke last week about, again, there's two aspects to the Chaloin. There's the Hezek Ria part, that the person who is building the Chaloin is being mazik the neighbor, and then there's the potential the other way, where the neighbor is being mazik the person with the Chaloin by blocking his window. And the question we're going to talk about this week is Chazakis, putting together both sugyas. We spent a while on Cheskas Tashmishin, right? If you have a Chazaka in the other person's property. And then we spent a while on Chaloines. Let's put it together and see how you can build a Chazaka on having a Chaloin. Okay? So, we spoke out the Mishnah. The Mishnah is Mechalik on page 7, which is Nun Chesem and Beis. The Mishnah is Mechalik and Chaloin on Mitzri, Ein La Chazaka, and La Tzuri, Yesh La Chazaka. Tzuri is a larger window, and Mitzri is a smaller window. Smaller window has no chazaka, it's not, and that means you can't use it. You could look through it, but you can't put your head in. It's not a strong window, it's not a big window. You can't make a chazaka on that. A tsuri, yesh la chazaka, because it's a larger window. On that, there's a gemara, a nun tesamud aleph. And before we get to that gemara, nun tesamud aleph, even though in the source that puts it the other way, I want to go back to that. So you can keep your finger on page 8 in the booklet to go back to it. I want to go to the Shulchan Aruch, which is on page 19 in the booklet. Kuf Nun Dalet Tziv Zayin. Okay. Harei Shepasach Chaloin L'Chatzer Chaverai. Tziv Zayin, if a person opened the window into your friend's chatzer, U'machal Loi, it's in the staple, in the big booklet. Page 19. So, U'machal Loi Baal HaChatzer, so your neighbor builds a window and you don't stop it. Now it's overlooking your property. And you thought, yeah, okay, whatever, it doesn't bother me. You can't, he has a chazaka. And the first sheet on the Shulchan Aruch is it's too late. You can make a chazaka even though you're damaging the guy, even though there's a hezek re'iyah aspect that makes the person feel uncomfortable. He's losing his privacy. Since he wasn't moicha originally, so he lost his opportunity to be moicha, and there is a chazaka on that window.
So did it come through an avera? Did he something wrong? We're just allowing it to go weiter?
Well, I don't know about that. But it works. Now let's talk about what he's...
You may be right.
But if it comes through an avera, then you'll have the Torah to say, you're not allowed to do this.
So it's not a matter of not allowed. It's a matter of I was moichel. It's a taina I have. It's not right or wrong. It's a taina. It's a schus taina. I have a taina to say that I have a claim against you, but I was moichel the claim.
So it's not objectively hezek ria. It's only when he decides to activate.
That's the point. This mandamar holds you can make a chazaka on hezek ria.
Is there amount of time that's designated? How much time you have?
Yeah, 3 pashtus. Again, we had a machlokes on all these things. Is it 3 years or is it right away?
Mm-hmm.
So, and we spoke out over there the smaz mechalik, that the things which are in your property, then you get a chazaka right away. If it's taking place on his property, then you need 3 years. So the question is, how do you look at the window? Again, it goes back to that original Rashba. When I have a window, is that called I'm using your property for the light, or is it just my own property that I'm doing? If it's called I'm using your property, I would need 3 years. If it's called that I have a window, you could just stop me, then right away it would be a chazaka. So it depends on that lechayra. Now, the Ramah continues. V'chein roi lohayris, that's the proper psak. Ma'achar, shekavar hechzik zeh b'chaloin, since you made a chazaka in the chaloin. Af api sherabim cholkim. Many argue on that, including the Ramban, the Rashba, the Rivash. They all argue and they say, no, you can't make a chazaka on hezek re'iyah. The Svir Alehu, the ain chazaka mahani behezek re'iyah. Can't make a chazaka on hezek re'iyah. Vafilu mandamer yeshla chazaka. And even according to the mandamer, even according to the opinion, that you could make a chazaka on such a window, even though it's creating hezek to the neighbor. Hainu legufay shal chaloin. Okay, this is good relates to your question.
Only the window.
That's for the window. I mean, I have a right. The neighbor who built the window has the right to keep his window open. The lo yucha balachot shelosaismay, that the person next door cannot force the person in the window to close it or limchais boy or to seal it up or whatever. Aval who bought the neighbor with the window who aser lamoid bachaloin v'lirais b'chatz chaveray? Of course, he's not allowed to look through the window. The issue is that even if you're not looking through the window, it's a lack of privacy. So I'm never confident that you're not looking. So I lost that right to stop you to get my privacy back. But still, you're not allowed to look. Kedesh lo yazikenu b'ri'i also, so that you don't create a positive hezek ri'iyah. Uvezeh isura ka'ovid. And it's also to look in the window. Lo mahani le chazaka. And this, no chazaka will help for that. Vezeh yuchah balachotze lim chazboi. And that you could always stop him. The balachotzer is always allowed to stop. If I see, if the balachotzer sees the person looking through the window, he's allowed to stop it.
Meaning
you're
allowed to stop him to now close
looking.
The window,
or
no,
no, from looking. Turn away. Yeah. Have a calls, mancha in lechazaka, but until he builds a chazaka, yuchal la'ara alav, you could force him to close the window. Even if now you don't have to build next to it, we'll get back to that later. Oh, what about your question? How long? Question is bar la'el. It's a machlokes if it's 3 years right away. And based on the sma, we said it would depend on the rashba. Okay, fine.
But if the hezek is that he may look,
that's the hezek.
That hezek is even if he's not looking.
That's correct, and that you can make a chazak on.
Yeah.
That hezek is more mitzad the makabel. In other words, the hezek is that I'm losing privacy in my chatzar.
I'm bothered that you could look.
Exactly. So that was moichel. Fine. I was moichel on my right to have...
You didn't protest.
I was moichel on my right to have privacy. But you're still not advising me.
You're not allowed to have hezek mamish.
I'm not sure what.
It's two different things. Like you said, the whole idea is that you may look. So the may look, that I lost my right to be toveya.
Looking is something I was not moichel on. So whether you do look, not or you looking, could look,
the window. The window was something I wasn't meichel. Meaning the losing of my privacy, because I assumed you wouldn't be looking.
Yeah,
I trusted you. I trusted you.
The fact that I have a neighbor that could look, I'm meichel.
Yeah, but I'm not meichel on him looking.
What's the difference?
No, the difference.
The outcome of him looking, I was meichel.
No, because the assumption was probably that I didn't think he was going to affect my privacy. Now I see he's sticking there with binoculars all day.
I accept that people could see me.
You're not Michael that he could look. You're Michael that you don't have an ability to stop him from looking when he looks. But he has an issue to look.
Right. And you can tell.
I can't stop him.
Yes, you can.
You can stop him after I was Michael. You can stop him from looking. The ability of.
The window.
I can't close the window. I can't guarantee my privacy. He could look
and he is looking, because at the end of the day, the outcome of both of those is that I'm hot and bothered, right?
Yeah, but...
Okay, so I'm also being hot and bothered by the fact that he could look.
He still has a din not to do something
I was already Michael on?
I think the call that he vantered was that you can have sunlight come in.
There's nothing on his usage
of what he can see.
But that's not even for sunlight. He put a window in.
Whatever my cheshbon was, why I wasn't Michael. I didn't think it would be a big deal. I thought I could handle it. I thought it wouldn't bother me. And now it's bothering me. All right, it's too late. Fine. But the fact is that...
You're doing hezek.
Yeah. It's still, there's a hezek there, and you're looking. Now, okay. Now, based on this, so basically it comes out, there's a machlokes in the Rishonim, if you can make a chazaka on hezek ri'iya. Comes out of machlokes. So now, we have to go back to that Gemara, and say, one second, if there's a machlokes about hezek ri'iya, so what window are we talking about in the Mishnah, that the Mishnah says a big window has a chazaka and a small one doesn't? Mm-hmm. What do you mean a big window has a chazaka? According to the Rishonim, that you cannot make a chazaka and hezek ri'iyah, must be that big window is also, there's no hezek ri'iyah to it. Because if there would be, you can't create a chazaka on that. In other words, any window that has a hezek ri'iyah to it, the neighbor could stop you at any time, even after 10 years. According to that opinion.
If your window was there first, you building a chutzer is the issue.
No, we're not talking about who's there first. The point is, I was there the whole time, and I wasn't Michael for 10 years. It says the Ramah, there's Yesh Aymer, which is the Riff and the Ramban and the Rashba. They say, there's no chazaka on that window. I could stop you after 10 years. I thought I could handle it. I can't handle it. It's bothering me too much. Okay? So, if you learn like those Rishonim, so what window are we discussing in the Mishnah that the Mishnah says you could have a chazaka on that window? It must be that there was no hezek ri'iyah to it. So if there was no hezek ri'iyah, so what was the discussion of the chazaka? What are you being machzik? Obviously, the only thing he's being machzik is the right to have the window and to avoid the neighbor from blocking it with his own construction. That was the issue of the chazaka. Mm-hmm. The chazaka wasn't on the hezekriya at all because the hezekriya wasn't part of the discussion. Right? According to the other shita, which is what we paskin, the chazaka that we were dealing with was, it was a window that you could see into my property. And I could have stopped you because of the hezekriya. But I'm not stopping you because of the hezekriya, and you could create a chazaka on a window that's hezekriya, that even if there is a hezekriya to it. Okay? So it comes out that depending on if you can make a chazaka and hezekriya is going to depend on what type of window we are discussing. Now, the reason I'm getting to this is because based on that, there's really a very fundamental machloikis in the Yerushalayim. That's why I want to get to the Rivash. About how do you build up this chazaka in the first place? So, if you go with the Rishonim, let's say, which is the Ramban, Rashba, Rivash, and we'll see, maybe you could, there's Leo, there's, if you go with those Rishonim, that there is no chazaka on Hezek Re'ia, right? So that means if there's a window that's overlooking someone's pool or someone's privacy and they decided after 10 years to stop you, right. Done. You gotta close up the window. Okay? So, according to that, what does create the chazaka? It can't just be that I wasn't meichel, because I wasn't out for 3 years, because I wasn't meichel for 3 years, because I thought I wasn't meichel for 3 years, and still you don't have a chazaka. So what's creating the chazaka? What's creating the chazaka, according to those opinions, is that you, there's no hezekriya, but you used the window for 3 years. You used it. So since you used the window for 3 years, that's, you get a chazaka from that. According to the Rosh,
how's no hezekriya?
Huh?
In this case? In this case, how you're using it for 3 years? If
no, let's say it's talking about a case that's overlooking an area that there is no hezekriya there.
Oh, okay.
So it's overlooking an area. According to them, the whole sugya of chaloinos of getting chazaka is only when it's overlooking an area that doesn't bother me. That's how you create a chazaka. Let's say you were looking over, like we said last week.
You didn't build anything there.
You have a two-story house. I have a one-story. And you were looking over my roof. And it didn't bother me. Now all of a sudden I'm going to build a pool on my roof.
Yeah, and that's a problem.
So according to those Rishonim, the whole sugya is talking about when you're making a chazaka on something that there is no hezekriya on it. So what's the chazaka? The chazaka is that I had the window for 3 years. Since I had the chazaka on the window for 3 years, I'm allowed to keep it. You can't stop me anymore. According to the other Rishonim, which is the Russian Tosfos, that they say you could make a chazaka on Hezek Re'iyah. That you could make a chazaka on Hezek Re'iyah. So according to those Rishonim, how do you get this chazaka? It's very simple. The way you get this chazaka is by me not having been Moicha for 3 years. I should stop you. And if I didn't stop you after 3 years, you get a chazaka.
So it's machlokes in Hezek Re'iyah, whether it exists or not?
Whether you can make a chazaka on it.
But
I'm just saying.
It's too different.
Oh, okay. So this is the. This
that's
is the
done
thing.
With the roof.
Exactly. So according to the Rosh, since it didn't bother me, there was no reason for me to be Moicha. If there's no reason for me to be Moicha, then there's no reason to make a Chazaka. So this is the Shoyrish of the Machlokes now. We have a case in the Rivash, okay, which is in the stapled paper. It's not in the booklet. It's in the today's booklet.
Tissue? Yes. You can have the whole box of it.
Okay. Okay. Tshuvas HaRivash. Sha'alta. This is very, very Negea. This is probably one of the most Negea Shailas of the whole topic we've been discussing the last couple weeks. This is basically going to be the Shaila that you built a two-story window. I have a lot. I have an empty lot. You went ahead. My neighbor built a two-story house. 5 years later, I want to build a pool. I want to build my house with a pool on my empty lot. Now that two-story house bothers me. But for 3 years, I wasn't moicha because it didn't bother me at that time. It was an empty lot. I wasn't going to make a fuss, right? But now I changed my plans. Or even if it wasn't empty. It wasn't empty, but what am I doing in my backyard already? I'm having a barbecue every once in a while. Right? But now I want to build a pool in my backyard. Now it bothers me that my neighbor has a two-story house, is looking into my backyard. Or, another example, my neighbor, I have a pool, and my neighbor builds a back room, all full of glass windows. Kishmak, back room, and he has all the sunlight. You know, he sits there in the back room all day. I don't know, doing what? Learning concise. So, and he has all the windows. But it doesn't bother me because we have a fence. And now the fence blows down. A hurricane comes, and I didn't get in touch with my neighbor that's next to me in shul yet. That could help me out. So my fence blows down, and now his windows are bothering my staring my pool. I didn't even think of making a macha on him originally, because why should I make a macha on those windows? They didn't bother me because I had a fence. Or the Rishonim talk about another case, the case we spoke about last week, which is going to be the Shiloh we're going to learn now. We'll see that inside. Another case. That's the case. The fence blows down, and now the okay. So let's see.
Is there enough gemina as to who owns the property first? In other words, if I'm here and now you move in, you were here also. But you had an empty lot. I had a house. And 3 years later, I decided to now start using my empty lot. Does it matter who was there first? I filed my property first, so therefore.
I could possibly matter. It could be, but I'm not going to get too involved.
What about a new owner? The first guy didn't care.
Okay, so we have to. Okay, good. So that's a question. All these
chazakas.
That's a question in the chazak of the gutters and everything. You made a chazaka on a one guy's property,
right.
And then he sold it. Okay, so we have to see.
Or that's the gather. Right.
Maybe that's the path. So we get all these things.
Yeah.
So let's see the she'ela of the Rivash. Sha'alta. Someone asked the Rivash a she'ela. Reuven yesh lo bayis al gag re'ifim shel shemen. Reuven has a bayis that overlooks a roof that they had basically similar to the kind of roof that we have on top of the sukkah out there, like a wavy roof. It's a roof that's not usable for anything. Okay. Yesh the Reuven bekoisel beisoy chaloinos, and Reuven. Nasha, you want to close the thing? And Reuven has.
Windows that are facing.
Square. And Reuven has a two-story house which overlooks Shimon's roof. Now Shimon wants to build up his roof.
Another story.
And he's going to block Reuven's window. V'amar Reuven, atam ma'afil alai, you're making it dark for me. V'ani, yesh li chazaka, I had this window for years. Ach, loy b'ksav, loy b'raya. I don't have a proof to my chazaka, but I have a chazaka. V'oimer Shimon l'Reuven, zois ha'chazaka, ina shum dover, your chazaka is worthless. Ki derechu, because that was the custom, sh'adam sheish l'koysa al-gag re'efim, hu poseach aloin al... Because you maybe opened the window overlooking my roof. Oich aloinis al-gagu sh'chaver, ulefa'amim, chavera ina raya. How am I even supposed to know that you have a window overlooking my
room? I never looked up.
I was never invited into your house. You surely never invited me into your second story. So I have no idea what your windows are overlooking. And even if I do know about it, since it didn't bother me, when I'm interested in building, then I'll build. This is the question. Now, in case you think that this is going to be a complicated answer, the Rivash also said that. He says, Tshuva, halo yadata. Ki bedin chaskas chalonis yesh har b'chilukim mehem. B'mishnah, kedisnan. Look, and he goes through the whole sugya, and then he says, you asked me a question, but you should have explained to me more details, because look at the sugya, it really depends on a lot of details. So skip the whole first paragraph. Where I underline the next column. Your case. Remember in the Mishnah we have different types of windows. Some have chazakas, some don't. It sounds like from your shaila, it's the type of window. If it would have been overlooking a chatzer, which is what I use, there's no question that it was a style window that had it been overlooking my chatzer, I would have been able to be moicha and I would have stopped you and you would have had a chazak if I didn't stop you. What's the whole shaila? The whole machlok between Reuven and Shimon is because it was overlooking the roof. Says the Rivash, the halacha is like the bala chaloyim, the guy with the window. Means what? What does that mean? It means he has a chazaka. Shafa b'she'en b'chaloyim zeh mishum hezek re'iyah, even though there was no hezek re'iyah at the time. Mikomakom hechzik b'chaloyim uva'avir ha'nichnas boi, yur ma'achzik, derech reshus eishol zeh, v'tzorech zeh, laharkik mikenegdoi kidei shaloi yafil. I'm not allowed to block your window. That means the Rav Ash is saying, let's work backwards. How do you create a chazak on a window? By having the window. It's regardless of the fact that the guy could have been moicha. Right? It doesn't start. See, this is the thing. The creating of the chazaka doesn't start from the fact that the guy should have complained and he didn't. And since he didn't complain, therefore you have a chazaka. Says Rav Ash, it's the opposite. The chazaka starts from if you have a window that you're using. If you have a window that you're using, that creates a chazaka, and therefore that now is mechayiv the macha. So now says Rav Ash, since you could have created a chazaka with that window because you used it for 3 years, so you have a right now to use the window. So that now creates a macha, a chiv macha, and therefore says Rav Ash, there's no midas daim now. There's no midas daim anymore, because if I don't respond, you're going to have a chazak against me that I'm not going to be able to build up later. So therefore, there's no midas daim now. Now, you could say, fine, but there's no midas daim. But at least, maybe you should tell him, look, I'm no problem, but in case I ever want to, let's sign a document.
That you can do.
And we'll sign it. It says, what in document? Document. And then I have to pay lawyer fees to now take you to court in 20 years from now because you signed me a document that says when I want to build, you're going to make me close the window? No, that's not midas doim anymore. You can't say it's midas doim that I want to avoid a lawsuit.
Future.
So therefore, it's not midas doim. Midas doim, again, we said last week from the Ktsois. Midas doim means I have that zen nene, one guy's benefit, another guy's not losing out anything. And I just want to stop you for the sake of stopping you. Here you can't say I'm zelay chaser. I'm chaser because I don't want to have to go through a lawsuit with you in 10 years. So Mamela says the Rivash. So I don't want you to build a window because you're going to build a window. I'm going to have to go to lawsuit with you, and even if I'm going to be right, and I'm going to write down my macha every 3 years, and we're going to have it filed in court every 3 years, my macha that I'm telling you right now, you have no chazaka. Says the Rivash, it doesn't work. Okay. But
only started this with a tithe. Which means it really starts a step earlier in involving the Balachotzer.
You're saying, how's the guy? Well, that's not necessarily true in Chaloinus. It may not need a tain in Chaloinus.
When it wasn't a Chutz,
because the Chaloinus is in my property. So I don't know if I need a Chazak with that.
It's not invasive.
It's because it's a Mechila. Again, we made this distinction.
Now you're back to the Balachotzer story.
Okay. Yeah. So this is the question. Which one, where do you start the problem? Okay. I'm not saying anything. Rav Ash.
Don't blame him. Saying that, therefore, it doesn't serve a Toelis for me from day one to make a Macha?
No, it does.
Right. Rebbe finished the saying, therefore it doesn't help.
I don't know what that.
Okay.
You should make a macha right away. Not only should you make a macha, you should stop him from building it.
Right.
You shouldn't just record your macha. That's what you say.
You should also stop him.
Yeah, because otherwise you're going to have him to go to court later. It's not kedai. Now, this is all going in the Rav Ash because he's learning how do you make a chazaka by using the window.
Right.
The Rosh is the chaylik over here. Okay, he brings later, the Rosh is the chaylik. The Rosh holds, and both of these opinions are going to be brought in Shulchan Aruch. The Rosh argues. And the Rosh holds that, I'm just going to say it outside. The Rosh argues, and the Rosh says that, no. The whole idea of a chazaka is only in response to the fact that the guy didn't complain for 3 years. Now, why should the guy have complained? Only if it's a chazaka, it's a window that has a kriya to it. So the Rosh works the other way. The Rosh says,
It doesn't start.
Because since it didn't bother me, there was no reason for me to make a macha. Right. If there's no reason for me to make a macha, you're living there for 3 years. It's not a raya that I let you have it. Because I didn't want to make a macha. So the Rosh starts it that the way you create a chazaka is by proving that the guy didn't care. So now I have a chazaka. Says the Rosh, in this case, you have no proof. Because Hitaka didn't care because it didn't bother him. Now that it bothers him, he does care. So therefore, the Rosh argues, and the Rosh says, any time. And then the Rosh goes with your Sar. So now that if it's a case that you can't be Moicha, you don't care, he can't create a Chazaka. Therefore, says the Rosh, since he won't have a Chazaka anyway, so Mamela, you don't have to record your Macha, because you don't need a Macha. And Mamela, you can't stop him either from doing it now. Because what's the court case?
Midas Doim.
Yeah, it's Midas Doim. Right. Because there's no case. You don't have to record your machal or anything like that. Okay? So this is a very, right, very important machalik. It's huge. Yeah, it's a machalik. It's in Lomdus and Malach, all right?
The
question is, how do you...
limitations. Does it start from the day he built, or does it start from the day you make it's not Gabba Dabber, you make machal.
So it depends who you go like.
That, you can look at it both ways. That's all
right. So I think it goes all the way back. The truth is that I think that really, if you want to, the Elms... I wasn't sure if I was going to say this part, but it seems like the Elms into it. So I'm going to say it, take a step further. That it could be this machlok between the Rosh and the Rivash is really a machlok that goes back to what the whole idea of chaloinus is. Right? We already spoke it out. It was mentioned this morning. Is a chaloin just a chazak in my own property? I'm doing something in my own property. I'm building a window. And the neighbor could stop me if it bothers him. Fine. But basically, I'm not making a chazak in my neighbor's property at all. I just have the right to build my own window. He could stop me if it bothers him. If not, not. But it's my own chaloin. Or is a chaloin really just you make a hole in your window? But that's not the chaloin. The chaloin is the air that you're getting from the other guy. So it's really using the other guy's property. So I think that this is a machlokes really. The Rosh is saying a window is a window. It's my property and that's it. So therefore, I should really get a chazaka immediately. It's my window. Just, you could stop me if you don't like it. But if there was no reason, so the chazaka has to be that you gave up your right of stopping me. But it never occurred to you to stop me because it was all the way on top, then you can't get a chazaka on that. Whenever it bothers you, whenever it starts bothering you and you want to stop me, that's when the clock starts ticking. Mashiach, according to the Rivash, the idea of a chaloin is that I'm using the other guy's property. So therefore, right away you're using his property. So therefore, you get a chazaka right away. Doesn't make a difference. It bothers him or not bothers. Every time we said the gutter, when you use the other guy's property in the gutter, he doesn't think that it's going to bother him now. 3 years later, he decides it's bothering me. Right, it's too late. Right? It's the same thing.
The problem with the Rush, it's very subjective. See, the guy be the Rush, so there's a definite...
There's a
definite start time.
Correct.
I built it in 2000. So here, I come, you say, you're bothered now? For 6 years, you had your pool. Now you're bothered? No, only bothered now, because now...
No. Six years, you had your pool. If you had your pool right away, then the circumstance didn't change.
Because my kids were young, they weren't swimming, now they're
older. No, you can't do that. No, it has to be that the circumstance changed. You could say, for 6 years, I didn't have a pool, and now I have one, and now I'm making a machal.
No.
Right, it's okay. He has a chazaka. You were mocha for 3 years.
Regardless of the fact that my spiritual situation
was... No. It has to be the circumstances changed. So now let's go back to all of our cases that we said. So according to the Rivash, a guy builds up a second story, and now the other guy, it was overlooking his roof. According to the Rosh, there's no chazaka. Now the guy wants to build up his second story and block the window. He's allowed to. Huadin, if the guy on top of his roof wants to build a pool, then according to the Rosh, he's allowed to make him close the window, because now it starts bothering me. According to the Rivash, in both of those cases, the opposite is true. The guy has a chazak on the window. Therefore, I want to build up. It's too late. Now, what happens if I build up? That's for sure. But what happens if I build a pool there now? So, L'chaira, now the Hezekiah starts. According to the Rosh, what's the deal?
You'd have to close the window because I don't trust him not to look.
Right. Reb, I is a chazaka. He only has a chazaka that
I can't block.
He has a window that I can't. He has a chazaka that I can't block it.
I can't block it, but there's another thing. Once the Hezekiah starts, the Rivash holds you can't make a chazaka in Hezekiah.
Right.
So, it seems like that according to the Rivash, eventually, even the Rivash would agree that if you turn it into a chatzah, that now there is a Hezekiah, the Rivash would agree that you can stop it. Even though it has a chazak, his whole chazak is only...
First you put a pool there, and then after 2 years of a pool,
you build up a second story.
Can someone create a situation where the Baal Chalon can prevent someone creating a situation of Hezekiah?
Meaning offense?
Meaning you have your window, and there's been nothing... new property, the guy comes in and wants to build a pool. Now he's now caused an issue of Hezekiah to happen.
Right, you hear what I'm saying? According to the Rivash, it sounds like that because you have the potential of being bothered with Hezekiah later, you can stop him now. According to the Rush, you cannot.
I understand. Then why isn't there an afkamina of who wants the property first? In other words, if I'm, I just moved in. I came in.
You mean he had a chazak already?
In other words, he was there already. He was there before me, so it shouldn't matter regardless. Either way. No, if I was here first and I had my
you want to know if you did it beheter
years ago and you did
it. That's Ravan. That's Ravan Abai. If you did it beheter, there's a different machlokes. If you did it beheter completely, means let's say right, you did it beheter. And then someone else moves in. So it wasn't like a chazaka issue. It was more like it was mutter and legamri. That's a machlokes. Could be that could be.
Well, no, you have like it. In other words, I
should have all rights, all chazaka. They should all be mine.
Yeah.
I'm here first. I can do whatever I want on this property.
Right. Yeah, but now you have a Hezekiah scenario. And even if you have a Hezekiah scenario, you're not allowed to look.
Correct.
And now that you're not allowed to look. The other neighbor could say, I don't trust you, you're not going to look, so close the window.
Maybe we should just put the cooler. You know I have this lot. I should be able to, if I have an empty lot, I have it before you.
So, right, so therefore, that it could be tchal that I'll own Nizek Lach, because that's my Bezekriya.
The Rebbe saying that you have a right to put the cooler.
Yeah, because since it's like Lokach, yeah, that's going to be next sugya. Because that
is going to be next week.
That's next sugya.
Cliffhanger.
That's next sugya. What happens when, anytime you have a Nizek Shechenim, let's say I build a barn. And it gives a very terrible odor. So now it's going to be mazik. In the worst cases, you have a warehouse of grain. It ruins the grain. Now let's say you put the grain in later. Who wins? That's that type of scenario. Here we're talking about originally. And I'm not allowed to build the window.
What's the key of
first?
We'll see.
What's the key of the neighbor to have to first do whatever he can to spend his money to try to resolve this? Before he makes it, you know, before he forces you to close the window. In other words, so I know how I build my pool, it's a problem, but I can spend some money and put some sort of awning or whatever it is to block it. Is that my key first, or do I have a right to say, why do I have to spend money? You have to close your window.
No, I don't have to spend, if that's the law, I don't have to spend money.
Because has a crew.
One second.
Even though I could prevent it.
Sounds like it.
Unless it's not a mazik at all.
Except to the other guy.
Unless it's not a mazik at all. I mean, look at Sifches, which is on page 20.
By trees, I don't have to spend money.
Look at page 20. It says, no, not Sifches. Where is that Sif? The case was that I want to offer you to build your window somewhere else.
The other guy's got to agree to that.
So
I don't want to build my window on the other side. I like my window on this side.
So when it was built on.
So now. Okay. So let's read Sif Tes Zayin. Okay, which is on page 22, and we'll see this machlokes between the Rosh and the Rivash. What happens? Am I allowed to stop you? Right, because you're building again all these cases. Am I allowed to stop you if you're building in a case which there's no Hezekiah now, but there will be Hezekiah eventually.
Later.
Okay, or. There's no, even if there won't be a Hezekiah potentially, but there will be a potential for me to build up eventually. So this is Sif Tes Zayin. It's a long Sif. Das Harosh. The Mechaber brings. Shapiseach Chaloyin L'Shus Chaveroi. If you build a window, L'makim Sha'achshav Eino Mazik of Hezekiah. There's no Hezekiah now. Ein Shcheino Yachol La'akav Lov B'tainas Sha'ayoyim L'machar Yivnehu HaMakim Ha'uvi Azikenu Zeh Mechaloyin Zeh B'Hezekiah. You can't say, this is the rush, you can't say, tomorrow it's going to bother me. You have no chazaka. And when I want to build, I'm going to make you close the window. You have no chazaka in the Zakriya. So the rush is clear. Is there's no chazak on that? Fine. Ve'apia dvar ma'ila pasak beruven shaiti blitas aliyasoi lechutz upasak by chaloyin ulav asayv nimach shem shcheinu shekneg doloiti gam ublitas aliyasoi. Right, they both built out, etc., etc. These are the cases. Okay, but that's the side of the rush. Okay, now go to the next page, the third line. The rush has such a major chiddush based on this. Umitam zeh. Listen to this chiddush. Pasak beruven shabal liftoach chaloyin. The churvas shimoin,
which we had before.
Yeah. Okay, so Reuven makes a chaloin into a churva. It's an unbuilt property. Ain't a yachol limchais boy. Kivin she ain't a mazik. Again, Shimon cannot stop him. Kivin she ain't a yachol limchais boy. Ain't a chazak. Again, there's no chazak. Lefikach. Im nimtza chaloin pasuach lechurva. Ain't a chazak. So now, let's say they come to a din Torah. We don't know anything. We just know that there's a property, there's a window, and a churva. Does he have a chazak or not? He has to bring edim. He has to bring edim that he opened that window at the time that the house was still usable. Look, back in the 50s, this was an active place, and I had a window, and no one cared. Now the house went into total desolate. It became desolate. Now you want to build up again because it's becoming popular. It's too late. I had a chazak way back when. But I have to have edim on that. The adam sheyesh lechaloyim pasuach l'shus chaverai. Now, what happens if I had a window? V'nechrav, and now the property next door to me became desolate. So now what's going to happen is the guy's going to, in 5 years from now, build it up again and claim that my window I built when there was chariv and there was no chazaka. So therefore, tovu sheyamid edim shechazik b'chalanzek koydim sheyach yachar ha'makam yichtav edusam liyaz b'yodah l'raya. Okay, so the guy
has a window. He has always got to prove
that he's
got to
have documentation with Eidim.
Umitam ze pasak begagim sheim achusim reifim, right? An unusable roof. Vein aleim tashmish yachol liftach aloin. V'machaz man yiftach ze gagoy v'yachol lirais ma'isach aloin lachotzer. And then eventually, if I open my roof and now I want to make a chotzer out of it, it's too late. No, it's not too late according to the Rosh. Basically, he says an interesting case. Let's say the guy had a window for years and overlooking the chatzar. Now this guy is going to go build a little bit of a hut, and then he's going to take the neighbor. It's a reverse case. The neighbor with the window is nervous. So what's the neighbor with the chatzah doing? He's building up this roof. He's going to then take it down and claim that I built my window only once the roof was up and I never have a chazak on my window. So I can, the neighbor with the window is allowed to stop the guy from building the roof in the first place in fear that the guy's going to end up undermining his chazakah by claiming that my window was only put up after the roof was there.
That's assuming if you don't have Edom.
Even if he has Edom, he says, I don't want to have to worry about Edom. I don't have to keep my star documented and everything. I don't want to have to be busy with this. I have a chazaka, fair and square. Now you're going to start undermining and creating this whole strategy. Done.
Huh? Your window has two things. It has a chazaka that you could. It has a chazaka that I can't build next to it, but that chazaka doesn't fall because the Russian Shitase holds that is not a chazaka because there's no reason why I can't.
No, but here I had a chazaka.
But here I have a chazaka that I could look into your backyard. And if you would
exactly.
House, I can't stop you from building your extension. But if you have an extension, then if it was your extension falls down, I will lose the chazaka
proof
that I have a chazaka to look
exactly.
into your backyard.
Exactly. Okay? Now, this is all the Rosh Hashita. Now, skip down a little bit, which says Aval Arashba. A few more lines down. Aval harashba kosav shiruvin abal iftach chaloin al chotzer shimin b'makom she'enu maziko yachshav be'ezek ri'ia v'shimin toyin shehu yivne b'shaloi hayoyim ala mocha v'yaziken b'ri'ia. You have your second story overlooking my backyard and I'm going to want to build a pool there tomorrow or in 5 years from now. Shehadin im shimin la'akiv al yadoy. I can make a macha on the window. The loy boy will make him bad day, lamacha, but din of a dine. I don't want to have to go to a dentary with you. Kishiyav a live nice. That feeling rutta lichtav le star hoy da bekach. Even if you'll write me a star, ain't shaymin loy. The nymphs that talk leah shaymer shaivarim achmarim. I have to keep my star in a safe place. I'm not interested. The chindas arrive it, uzeskim arivosh, because of shakindas haber machrain, the chindas arrive in your ramban. What's alacha? And we pass into Rivash. So it means we pass in that you're allowed to stop the guy from a potential
happening
from the fact that I don't want to go to Dintar later. I'm allowed to stop you now, make a macha. And this is all because the Rivash holds that because it starts the other way. He's really missing the point. Really the point is because the Rivash holds that if you'll do it, you'll get a chazaka.
And I don't want you to.
Now on that he says that the Ramban is like a middle shita. The Ramban is like the middle of the road. He holds that you can't create the chazaka, so you don't have the chumrah of the rivash, but you have the kula of the rivash. Right? Remember, there's a chumrah and a kula to each opinion. The Rosh has a kula that you can never build a kula, I mean, it benefits the Baal HaChatzer. He has one benefit to the Baal HaChatzer, that there's no chazaka. But it's a detriment to the Baal HaChatzer because he can't stop it. Right? The Rosh holds, since you can't have chazaka, I can't stop you. The Rivash holds, no. I could stop you. But if I don't stop you, if the Baal HaChatzah doesn't stop him, the Baal HaLoin wins.
Yeah.
The Ramban, which is the Halacha, says that it's the best of both worlds for the Baal HaChatzah. He could stop him, because he doesn't want to have the potential of going into Din. But if he doesn't stop him, there's no Chazakah.
Yeah, he can stop him whenever he wants.
What?
I mean, he has to try. He has to do the
job until the Hasek career starts.
I mean, the Baal HaChatzah can stop him whenever he wants.
Once the pool goes in. Once the pool goes in, then the clock starts ticking.
Until it happens.
So it comes out that the Ramban is in the benefit of the Baal HaChatzah both ways. Because the Ramban holds to build a chazakah, you need. It's not enough that I could have been Moichah and I wasn't. The chazakah is that I used it in a way for 3 years. So the Ramban holds, if there was no, you can't make a, there was no chazakah with that. But says the Ramban, that I could stop you from doing it because I don't want to have the potential of going into a din Torah, okay? Fine. So that seems to be the halacha, unless it's a specific minhag the other way. There are masses of the minhag on that. So that would mean that if you see your neighbor building up, you could tell him, I don't want you to do that because I only want to build a pool. He doesn't listen to you. He doesn't listen to me. Fine. But then, 6 years later, I build a pool, then I could take a stop. Because he never has a chazaka on that window. So I could stop him originally, and he won't have a chazaka if he does it later. That's going to
be. Do you have to tell him?
According to the Rush, you don't have to tell him.
Even according to the Ramban, you don't
have
to tell him.
Not only no, but according to the Rush, not only you don't have to tell him, you can't tell him. If you can't stop him, because it doesn't bother you now. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the Rush hold.
And the Ramban agrees that I don't have to stop him.
Correct.
If I don't,
but the Rivash would hold no. That you have to stop him if you don't, he gets a chazaka.
Right.
So it's all three opinions. We hold like in the middle, like the Ramban, that you could both stop him, and if you don't stop him, he gets a chazaka. Okay, so that would be the halacha with the Ramban.
As long as you have
so
the mafal all these with other the cases, star, that's good.
What happens if the property changes in the middle? We still have to discuss that. What happens if you have a chazaka and you get a guy? And then the guy sells the property to a yid.
Was there first?
Can't even get it.
Or a yid to a yid.
A yid to a yid may be different, but a guy to a yid, because you can't have a chazaka on the guy's property. Whatever. We'll have to see all these cases. And then after that, we'll have to get into the Nizkei Shcheinim issue. Okay?